and forcing yourself to attempt to feel something that you can't identify with because perhaps you haven't allowed yourself to experience it. Perhaps you've denied your right to fully engage in the feelings of love without a condition. The mind says this is how you have to act. So when we say, beloved masters, the order of doing is dying, making yourself act in a certain way because you were told this is what's acceptable, but you don't feel it. And what you do feel is frustration and anger, fear, resistance. Love brings such a deep connection to the flow of light that you move from reaction into the flow of the living of life as easily as you breathe. It happens with such a gentle shift that the mind might say it was automatic, but automatic is without a conscious consideration. And I assure you, dearly beloved masters, feeling involves you totally. You are involved in the belonging. And you can recognize where you have been and how it has hurt and how you've reacted. But when you really commit yourself to the love, it changes what the first reaction might be. So, dearly beloved masters, as you're shining the light of your inner self out into the world, what are you discovering about yourself? Yes, masters, you don't shine your light out into the world obliviously. The light is coming from the depths of you, whether it's love or anger. What would you desire for the world to feel when you are there? People want to have others be pleased when they are in my presence, but it is, masters, if inside you are roiling with troubled waters of self-judgment and accusations and bitter resentment and all of the paralyzing fears of unworthiness. You're not connected. Even if you put a smile on your face, even though you dress to impress, the energy of the planet is moving more and more into direct connection with the influence of the divine in the physical world. So what you are experiencing inside is most assuredly going to show up in how you demonstrate yourself in the outer world. There are those that are so angry and wounded that they carry a gun and they say it's for protection. And yet, the logical mind really is proving itself to be less logical all of the time. The catchphrase that those that love their weapons have come up with, that guns don't kill people, people kill people. And that, dearly beloved masters, is a profound truth. But the gun in a hand that wants to kill still is a weapon, as is a knife, as are words, as are cruel actions. One of the most annihilating practices on the earth is shunning. It denies a person, a group of people, their worth. And if they really feel unworthy, it can bend them till they break. People kill people. Not just with their actions, not just with their hidden weapons, but with their mind, with their words, with their emotional reactivations, with their judgments, and with their denial that other people even exist. And so, finding what is really going on within you . Finding the love that opens the heart, that creates and the hatred that cuts the flower, the fruit. The personality away from its source and starts the process of dying. And you were not created to age or die. It really has been, Masters, something you thought, something that you have believed in, and something that you have come to take for granted. And so, dearly beloved Masters, this full moon calls you to blend compassionate objectivity and emotional reaction. Put them in the violet blender and allow them to be brought to one whole. That's what spirit does. It takes all of you. And it doesn't say, oh, this is a bad part. We can't put that in the blender. Spirit takes all the parts, all the pieces, all the desires and hopes and wishes, and all of the dread and the fears and the self-judgments and the judgments against others. And it puts it all into the violet blender with a healthy helping of violet flame. And the mixture that comes forth remembers you to all that you are. It allows you to acknowledge that there are parts of yourself that, if they are not constantly reminded of love, can become hyper-reactive. There are parts of yourself that are completely willing to love without any condition. But the mind wants to hold the parts apart. This is the part of you that's unworthy to be loved, and this is the part of you that's loving. But the part of you that has felt so unworthy desires, and beloved Masters, it requires the nurturance of love that makes no judgment whatsoever. Unconditional love. And so, feeling just allowing yourself to immerse yourself in love that judges no part of you. In love that heals the parts that you have judged for so long. And recognizing in that blending the emergence of who you really are, whole, united, and complete. And when we say complete, we're not talking about, oh, I'm there now. When Spirit takes all that you are and blends it all together, you now are offered a whole new learning experience. You now get to learn about who you are whole, because you haven't known yourself as a whole being, loved without a condition, a whole being that can accept and acknowledge yourself with the understanding, yes, there are things that I will learn about myself that require to be forgiven, and things that require to be healed. But there are also things that I can treasure, that I can relish, that I can absolutely delight in. And the whole of you is embraced totally by the divine. Nothing is set aside because it isn't lovely. The whole of you, every bit, the dark and the light, and all the shades of gray, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Every aspect is accepted by the unconditional love of the divine. So what you're seeing and experiencing on the planet is the dark side of humanity that's been repressed for lifetimes. It's been pushed down. It's been ignored. It's been cursed. It's been judged. It's been feared. And now, like a spring that's been coiled for many lifetimes, it is snapping forward. And it is for you to redefine yourself in the new essence. I am that I am. I am worthy. Not I am worthy because, or I am worthy if, or I might be someday when I'm there. I am worthy. I am that I am. No excuses for, well, that's just how I am, because that's the ego's way of saying, and I have no intention of changing. And yet in these times, changing helps you to be at one with your power. The power of love that does not seek to wound or destroy or denigrate. It really is your sweet, beautiful power that is enriched because the creative essence is neutral. The choices you make about how you will use it are personal. But the energy is divine. So when you take your creative energy and you use it in careless, uncaring, disconnected ways, then the energy does not produce an outcome that you were hoping for. But when you feel the love, when you patiently, peacefully, calmly feel the path that now lies before you, and it isn't about old opinions of who and what you are, it isn't about reclaiming sadness and sorrow out of the mix. It's about allowing wholeness to assist you to remember, to find within yourself, this is who I was created to be. And it takes strength and stamina and courage, persistence and patience to stay with yourself and disallow the ego from pulling you back into the old addictive ways of feeling sorry for yourself, of being a victim, of not being good enough, of denying yourself the right to your divine inheritance when God would never cut you off from your divine inheritance. So, beloved masters, the warm heart, Leo, the calm, cool, clear reason of love with compassionate objectivity. And it helps you to discover how it is to be a balanced human. So, beloved masters, this may make you more aware of the desire to love and be loved. But it's to bring your whole self into loving situations. The current term on the planet is hooking up. And it requires that both your mind and your heart be closed to a certain degree. And men have been taught that sexuality is a masculine trait, and having no discipline is just what it is to be a man. And that logic also says, and it's up to the woman to make sure that things go smoothly in sexual encounters. And that absolves the masculine population from any responsibility for their actions, whether they stay or go, whether they are responsible for a partner or a child. But most of all, it is when woman is balanced in herself in love, she brings such a harmony and a power to the relationship. When a man honors his gentle self, when he can love without condemning himself in it, then you become a much more whole, holy being, living the joy and the enthusiasm and the freedom and the courage of a divine, creative master. And the blame game goes in the blender with everything else. So it is absorbed and integrated so that there is a clear realization in self that as I point the finger and name the judgments to someone else, those judgments are being pointed at I, for I have three fingers pointing back at myself. And the energy of accusation, since that's where the focus is in judgment, the energy of accusation is not only going out to them, but it's coming home to me. And as I forgive, it begins to dissipate. Its impulses and effects are not nearly as profound. And so, beloved masters, this full moon shines so bright to illuminate love, to show you the help to define the pathway to your inner self. It isn't hard. That's the first thing the logical mind says. Oh, it's hard. It's hard to live life here. It's hard to be human. It's hard to do the right thing. It's just hard. Remember, masters, it's hard. That's two words. Is how the ego has imprisoned and hypnotized humanity for lifetimes. And so, healing the divisiveness within yourself, forgiving the judgments against you and against others, to understand that if you consult with your logical mind, you're going to get very limited answers. And so, Master, to feel it all in the loving alchemy of spirit that transmutes all of the overwhelmingly leaden emotions that are flooding the earth in this time, and inspires you, lifts you up, transforms you to live wholly all of the wonder of who you are. It's for you to love yourself so well that rather than to just fall to the addiction of emotional reaction, you stand courageously, energetically, you don't have to stand up physically, but energetically you stand and face your logical mind and feel how different it feels to be you, really, to be you. To feel it. To let it fill you up. To let it wash you clean through all the cells of your beingness. And so, dearly beloved masters, this is a gigantic step of self-discovery, if you will allow it. But it is not about looking back over the past and still trying to stop those old painful emotions. It's about allowing the soothing balm of divine love to integrate them into all that you are. And so, beloved masters, to let yourselves out of the prison that you've held yourself in for lifetimes, but also to understand that freedom is not careless. You have indulged in caring less about yourself and others for many lifetimes. Freedom is not careless. And so, beloved masters, the Leonian energy, the love, the allowing of self to belong. Oh yes, Leo has been called the king or the queen, but the king or the queen has been so set apart, so isolated. They have the illusion of power, and yet when it comes to feeling as though they belong, most don't believe they belong. Because if they dared to allow themselves to belong, they might be influenced by others. So as you love yourself whole, and you interact with the world whole, and you forgive that pull that the ego mind creates to turn back and just be who you are, which isn't, because you haven't been who you really are in lifetimes. And it's time to remember who that is and love it. In love. And so, beloved Master, we will open the circle. And so, we will honor the North and the presence of the Earth Mother. We will honor the West and the presence of the Goddess of the Sea. We will honor the South and the Goddess of the Hearth and Home. And we will honor the East and the Goddess of thoughts and words of music and poetry and all of the beauteous creations of the mind. And so we call this circle open. And all of you that have attended, everyone that is here, you are welcomed. And we delight in your presence. And so for those that would go out into their day, into their night, on with their life, may the love that you have discovered in this time be something that you continue to search and find, to feel and to live within yourself. And so, merry meet, merry part, and in love, merry meet again. And for all that would choose to stay in the energy and feel the love, you are welcome in this sanctuary. And so, beloved masters, we call this ritual complete.